It is possible that in thinking this, Antony was doing Inspector Birch a slight injustice. Birch was certainly prepared to believe that Mark had shot his brother. Robert had been shown into the office, witness Audrey. Mark had gone in to Robert, witness Cayley. Mark and Robert had been heard talking, witness Elsie. There was a shot, witness everybody. The room had been entered, and Robert's body had been found, witness Cayley and Gillingham. And Mark was missing. Obviously, then, Mark had killed his brother, accidentally, as Cayley believed, or deliberately, as Elsie's evidence seemed to suggest. There was no point in looking for a difficult solution to a problem, when the easy solution had no flaw in it. But at the same time, Birch would have preferred the difficult solution, simply because there was more credit attached to it. A sensational arrest of somebody in the house would have given him more pleasure than a commonplace pursuit of Mark Ablett cross-country. Mark must be found, guilty or not guilty, but there were other possibilities. It would have interested Antony to know that just at the time when he was feeling rather superior to the prejudiced inspector, the inspector himself was letting his mind dwell lovingly upon the possibilities in connection with Mr. Gillingham. Was it only a coincidence that Mr. Gillingham had turned up just when he did? And Mr. Beverley's curious answer when he asked for some account of his friend. An assistant in a tobacconist's, a waiter. An odd man, Mr. Gillingham, evidently. It might be as well to keep an eye on him. End of chapter 5.